the Future Hall of Famers podcast. I am your host, the Future Hall of Famer himself, Christian Duran. Thank you for the listen. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts, on CastBox, Spotify, iTunes, all that great stuff. Give us a 5-star review and, throw in a comment. We appreciate that. Helps us with the algorithms, the many algorithms in your life. I feel like nobody really knows what the word algorithm means, but everybody just uses it. Just one of those words now that everybody hears so much, and they're like, oh, you got to do the algorithm, because the algorithm, but like nobody knows like the definition of an algorithm. I could look it up now. I'm not going to, but I think a lot of people are full of shit with the algorithm. I think a smart guy made that word up. And he's like, holy shit, I got it over. Like, he's laughing with his buddies that everybody's still using it. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. That is not what I'm here to talk about. What I am here to talk about is that it's Monday, the day after the series. I didn't say season, I said series finale of Game of Thrones. The George R.R. Martin fantasy novel turned HBO series hyper mega hit, which last night apparently I'm reading that the series finale got an all-time ratings high for HBO, and it was polarizing, to say the least. I mean, I don't even think it was polarizing. I think it was pretty the reaction everywhere, for the most part, I've seen has been pretty negative. So first of all, spoilers. I'm going to be spoiling the fuck out of this show. If you haven't seen the show, yeah, I got to say I wasn't like a day one fan. I was, I'd heard about Game of Thrones for so long. Everybody was telling me it was the best show on TV. Everybody's doing that whole gimmick. And it was also the best show on TV at a time when every show was the best show on TV. It was like maybe a year or two ago when everybody was like, oh my God, Breaking Bad. Oh my God, Mad Men. Oh my God, Game of Thrones. Oh my God. So it was hard to watch everything. But yeah, I got started on it. I think I just put it on in the background of some stuff I was doing. And unfortunately, when a show's that big, you know everything that's going to happen. Like, everybody spoils everything for you. So I knew Ned Stark was going to die. I knew about the Red Wedding. I knew about Joffrey, that whole deal. So I knew a lot going in. But then if you watch it, you watch, the details are what's important about the show. And it's been a really great show for a really long time. And it has become very evident that the reason that it was great was because they had great source material from G.R.R. Martin. He has not written, I guess, from what I've read, the last two books of his series. I've never read any of the books. Everybody says the books are amazing. They're better than the show, which if you can get better than the show, then that's crazy. But that's what people say. I haven't checked them out, but I've been checking out since like two seasons ago or three seasons ago, before they really stopped, having any source material. And I don't think I'm alone in saying that once they stopped having source material, the show, especially the writing of the show, waned. I know George Martin has said that he gave them sort of an outline of what he had, but having an outline of what you think you're going to do for two books that you haven't written is way different than giving them, a book, a novel. I'm sure there's a ton of details that he planned to write about the intricacies of all this stuff. And here's my take on the series finale. I thought it was very underwhelming. I thought that, I have to say the ending itself, and this whole season has been, it's felt rushed. It's felt disappointing. Things that were, that have been built up for so long kind of came and went. And maybe that's just the curse of it's the last season. You got to wrap things up. I don't know how long you want this thing to go. It wasn't as satisfying as I think people had hoped. You know, it is what it is. I think that they were probably going off this outline that they had from George Martin, and I think they tried to do the best they could. Apparently HBO and George Martin wanted two more seasons. They wanted to get out. They got a Star Wars trilogy to write that they're probably like dying to finish off. But, you know, it just wasn't, it wasn't great. It was, it became very apparent that these are like, oh, these are, this is Hollywood writing. And that's what so much of the show, so much of what was novel about Game of Thrones was, it was very, it's hard to say anti-Hollywood, but the writing especially was, you know, there was no characters with plot armor. People you love died all the time. You never knew what was going to happen. Anybody could die at any moment, and especially if you love them. If you love this character, they were going to die. Like, it made sense for Jon Snow to die in that, you know, season five or whatever, because everybody gets killed off. And then he came back, which is another thing. And then he comes back and, you know, you think it's some for some higher purpose, and he ends up not killing the Night King. I love that Arya killed the Night King, because it's been built up. She's badass enough to do it. She's a nameless, she's trained by the Nameless Assassins and all that shit. So essentially, if you don't know what happened, and you don't care about spoilers, this whole season, Daenerys has been sort of killing people that don't bend the knee. I think that was last season, but killing people that don't bend the knee to her. She started as this, you know, woman who's traded by her brother, and she's moved up and moved up and moved up and become the Queen of Dragons and the Breaker of Chains, freeing slaves and gaining all this love from the masses. And she ended up becoming the tyrannical, crazy, evil ruler, which last episode, they flipped the switch on her. Her friend Missandei, I hope I'm saying that right, I'm probably not, got killed. And then the next episode, she literally burns down King's Landing after they had surrendered. This, it was too much too soon. I think what needed to happen was to build up to her coming the Mad Queen. If being the Mad Queen is the way you want to go with it, I'm totally fine with that. And I think it's a great character arc, on paper, I think this is a great character arc. That's why I think George R. R. Martin giving them an outline, you know, he's probably going, yeah, I think this is where the story should go and all this stuff. So on paper, I thought the series finale was sort of, poetic and kind of lovely in some ways, but I mean, as a TV show that you've been watching for what, 8 years, 9 years, it was they didn't earn it. They did not earn their series finale. They didn't earn the moments that they wanted with, I thought the idea of Jon Snow, you know, not becoming king and kind of being cast away and going out into the White, which was a role he didn't want anyway. He didn't want to be king. But for him to kill the queen and essentially do the right thing, it works, but it doesn't. On paper, it works, but it's not really, just because this is the guy we all wanted to see, you know, become the king, because he's the most worthy guy and he should be. It's like Captain America holding up Thor's hammer. He's the only dude who deserves the throne because he doesn't want it. And for him to kill Daenerys after he loved her and everything, it was good. It all just happened too quickly. It's the Revenge of the Sith thing. I was watching Star Wars Revenge of the Sith episode 3. And the thing about it, it's pretty much the same thing that happens. Like, they tried to end the story too quickly. So in Revenge of the Sith, you're watching three movies, the prequel trilogy, trying to figure out when this motherfucker is going to become Darth Vader. So Anakin Skywalker's a little kid in the first one. He's a whiny teenager in the second one. And then in the third one, you're like, well, he's got to become Darth Vader in this one. So then he starts having visions of his Padme dying, and he doesn't want it to happen. And Emperor Palpatine, yeah, is like, I can make sure no one dies ever. And he's like, how do you do that?
Just keep me alive.
And then in this crucial moment, he kills Sam Jackson, and then he goes, what did I do? And then the next scene, he's killing children. He's killing children. Two movies, he was a good guy. He had some darkness, but he was a pretty decent dude. And the third act of the third movie, he went from, oh my God, what did I do, to, I'll kill any kid. Put him in front of me. I'll fucking kill any kid. What the fuck? I know you got to wrap this story up, but you didn't earn it. And that's what happens with Daenerys. She killed kids too quick. It just wasn't what it should have been. I know a lot of Game of Thrones fans are not happy today. There was a petition to... The internet's so dumb sometimes. There was a petition to redo season 8 with better writers, which, guys, maybe it's millennial culture, or which I gotta say, I'm a millennial, by the way, before I'm the old guy fucking shitting on millennials. But like, the internet culture of like, we get what we want, and especially in our movies or something. Okay, so this is what I wanted to talk about. Let me get off Game of Thrones real quick. So, you know, I thought the thing with Daenerys walking up the steps and first being presented in the beginning of the episode and having the dragon wings was awesome. That's such a cool visual. Jon goes back to the wall. Arya goes on some ships and does some shit. Sansa becomes queen of the north. Jon kills Daenerys, but that's before that. And Bronn becomes king. Bronn seems like a real wasted character. He's got like, you felt like he had powers, but he didn't. He ultimately ended up being, he did nothing. He's just a weird dude who just knows a lot. And it wasn't satisfying, I gotta say. But let's get to toxic fandom, because I was thinking about this earlier this week, because a lot of shit happened. Game of Thrones, which people were not happy with. Robert Pattinson was announced as the new Batman. I don't know if that's fully final, but it's been all over the internet and nobody's said it's not true. So there was a petition for that. People were not happy about that. There was a petition to change Sonic the Hedgehog after the trailers. People didn't like the look of Sonic, and the VFX person of the Sonic movie said, we'll fix it. There's a Snyder Cut petition for Justice League, the Snyder Cut, that the people at DC had to send out a memo to the people that are screening their calls and just being like, tell them whatever you got to tell them. Stop asking about the Snyder Cut. And I remember a while back, there was a petition to remake The Last Jedi with a fan-approved version. This shit's gotta stop. I don't know if it's gotta stop, but you motherfuckers really gotta just take L's. Just, it was a piece of art and you didn't like it. I've been trying to say this for a while. The customer is always right is the worst thing that's ever happened to society. That mindset of you always get what you want, and I shouldn't have to do, you get what you get. I think Chappelle said it really well in his last special. He's like, I don't get paid to make you laugh. I get paid for the attempt. Game of Thrones, they get more seasons based on their track record, but you don't get to decide to redo their last season. It's like they made what they wanted to make. I hope you just got to take the L on it, man. It's just a TV show at the end of the day. This isn't your life. This isn't Like, relax. It's okay for things to suck sometimes. Just because you put emotion on a thing doesn't mean that you own that thing. So you don't deserve anything because you put your emotions on that. Nobody asked you to do that. They made a show, and if it touched you, great. But you don't then get to go, this wasn't a manipulation. They executed a show really well that made you feel something. They didn't hijack your emotions. And just because you paid $15 a month for HBO Go doesn't mean you get to reframe this whole thing and you don't get to repaint the Mona Lisa. He's like, oh, she's not smiling. I don't like that. Well, then you just sit there and feel that you don't like that forever. That's what you get. It's okay. Sometimes you're going to eat a bad meal. Sometimes you're going to go to McDonald's and the fries are not going to be hot. You go and you hope the next time they're hot. Or maybe you order them hot next time. It's okay. Nobody asked you to invest all your time into the show. Just remember the good stuff. Remember all the good things. You know, and also when you talk about the show now, you don't always have to go like, God, the Red Wedding was amazing, but they fucked up that ending. God, I can't believe. Just go, the Red Wedding was amazing. That's it. That's enough. You don't have to. Oh, but they. Gosh. Which brings me to my next thing that I want to talk about. Robert Pattinson as Batman. He's been announced as Batman in Matt Reeves' Batman. The Batman, excuse me. I actually didn't think this movie was going to get made because it's just been so long. Like, I've been reading about this thing for a while. I think he's an interesting choice. I think he's a good choice, quite frankly. Friend of the future Hall of Famer, Nick Callis, I sent him a text and be like, what do you think of Robert Pattinson as Batman, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I think he's a great actor. Check out that movie Good Time. So I started watching the movie Good Time, and I think I got like 5 or 10 minutes into it. And I was like, oh, this motherfucker can act. It didn't take long. And that movie looks great. I just didn't finish it. I wasn't able to finish it. I was watching it before bed. And I was like, whatever this movie is going to be, it's going to be fucking dope. So I got to take some time to watch it. And I would advise anybody who thinks Robert Pattinson is not a good actor to watch his movies that he's come out with since Twilight. If the only reason you don't think he could play is because of Twilight, like, shut up. Everybody was so pissed about Ben Affleck as Batman. And he was probably the best part of Batman versus Superman. I remember Christian Bale was pretty... people liked Christian Bale when he was announced as Batman. I remember that was like the fan choice for a long time. Like, Christian Bale should be. Fans always choose. I got it. I love. Fans are great. Comic book people are very passionate people. But sometimes you just pick the dude who looks like the dude, and it's annoying. Like, I remember when they were trying to cast Dark Knight, and everybody was like, who should play the Joker? Paul Bettany, he looks so deranged, doesn't he? I'm like, that's like an insult to the guy. And then there was like this dude who you've never heard of called Hugh Dancy. I don't know Hugh Dancy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a talented actor. But the only reason these motherfuckers wanted Hugh Dancy, who nobody's ever heard of, was because somebody photoshopped this motherfucker as the Joker. And it's like, just because the motherfucker looks like him, there's makeup, dude. You can make it look. So, you know, Heath Ledger was announced as the Joker, and we all know how that came out. Fucking Oscar winner, one of the best performances of all time. He did great. And people were upset about Heath Ledger. You're not going to make people happy. And I've refused to be upset about this casting decision until I see the movie. Until I see what he can do, what's going to be his take, I don't know. I'm very interested. I'm a big Batman fan. I'm interested to see where they go after the Batfleck thing. Just because it's like you got Wonder Woman. So we're going to keep Aquaman and Wonder Woman because those movies made tons of money. So Gal Gadot and Jason Momoa are going to continue being Aquaman and Wonder Woman after the Justice League movie. And it seems like Henry Cavill is done as Superman. I'm not sure. They haven't really announced it. And now we have a new Batman. So are they going to get back together? Because it's going to look really awkward to have to them for them to pretend that Robert Pattinson is Batman. I don't know if they're going to do the shared universe. I doubt they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to lean into that anymore at all. I think they're just going to let the individual movies do the individual things. I mean, I do like the team up, though. I like Justice League isn't a bad movie because it's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, all those people. It's a bad movie because they painted themselves into a corner. They chose a terrible villain. It was just Zack Snyder. I don't know, man. He wanted different things than I think people wanted. He made a different movie than I wanted to see. But I'm very interested to see what Matt Reeves has to do with Batman. He's made the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War for the Planet of the Apes, I believe Cloverfield, and Let the Right One In. Or actually, it was the remake of Let the Right One In called Let Me In. I'm interested to see what he does with the Batman. I'm very interested. I think because he's gone out and said that he wants it to be more of a detective thing, which I'm all for. I really want to see Batman as the most disciplined motherfucker on the world, in the world. I want him to be really smart, and just super fucking aggro and disciplined, man. I have this like Batman book that's over there. I've never seen this, but in the book it says like, here's Batman's diet. And it's very rigorous. Like, I don't know who had to write that, but it's dope that somebody just like, oh, what does Batman eat all day? It's like 2 hard boiled eggs, oatmeal for snack, workout, you know, training, piece of chicken for lunch, maybe some tuna, salmon at night, grains. And it's like super intense workout, like what you would actually need to eat to be Batman. And that's what I want to see captured. I want to see the absolute discipline and crazy methodology that it takes to be Batman. Because the thing they never showed, like Michael Keaton was just dark, gruff, kind of weird Batman. Val Kilmer was brooding, I guess. Batman. George Clooney was Adam West Batman. Adam West was Adam West Batman. Just fun, cheeky, campy Batman. Bale kind of got close. Bale got closer. I mean, I thought he was a really good Bruce Wayne in that he pretended to do the Playboy Bruce Wayne thing. And as Batman, I mean, the voice was bad. I thought Ben Affleck was good as Batman, especially that kind of older Batman. I didn't like him smiling, beating up Superman, like taking so much pleasure in it. It was a little weird. But I thought he looked good in the costume. He was, that workout in Batman v Superman with the tire and shit, everybody in the chains. Everybody remembers that. One of the best Batman fight scenes I've ever seen. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a better Batman fight scene than the one in the warehouse in Batman v Superman. It's hugely awesome. But nobody ever plays Batman as smart. And, like, I think the closest they got was Val Kilmer in Batman Forever, where he deduces the Riddler's riddles. But it wasn't like, you know, it was like one scene of him figuring out riddles. I want to see Batman, the world's greatest detective, and I think that's what we're going to see this time. I'm interested to see what Robert Pattinson's take is. He's got the look. It's a much younger Batman. I'm actually interested to see who's going to play Alfred. I would like Jeremy Irons was a good Alfred. Everyone who plays Alfred has done it well. Cause you just get some old British actor and they're all trained like fucking, like they're just magical actors. They're all great. You find any old British actor on the street whistling for dimes and shit, he's going to be good. You can play Alfred. Michael Caine, excuse me, Sir Michael Caine, how dare me? They're all gonna be good. Yeah, so I'm interested in that. And apparently, the villains are gonna be Catwoman and the Penguin, which to me is a bit of a mistake. We just saw Catwoman. This is Batman Returns Returns. Which is one of my favorite Batman movies, just because as a kid, I remember liking that a lot. But we just saw Catwoman again. We saw Catwoman, and a new take on the Penguin will be interesting. But, you know, in the last trilogy, we got to see Ra's al Ghul, and I guess we saw Bane for the second time. But Joker, a really different kind of Joker and a different kind of Catwoman. I'm interested. I'm very interested. I was kind of hoping for Hush. I think that's the best Batman story to tell. It'd be the one that I would tell, just because there are so many villains in it. I want all the villains. Put all the villains in it, man. Don't explain them. Just give me Poison Ivy and just have her show up. I know who she is. And if you don't, guess what? You go to Wikipedia. That's what you do. If you don't know who she is, go to Wikipedia, figure it out. So I'm interested in that. I'm interested to see who will be the Penguin. I don't know. I don't have anybody. Everybody goes for fat right away. Everybody goes like, all right, who's the fattest guy ever? Like, I saw a lot of Jonah Hill posts. And again, here's my point about, like, the fans. Like, they always cast just, like, by image. Like, but I guess that's fair, because if you're going through comic books, like, what you really gravitate to, and for me anyway, is the art. So you want it to look like what it looks like in the books. If you read a novel, then the picture in your head is different than everybody else's picture. But everybody else's picture in comic books is the same. So we all have sort of a definitive view of what we want to see or what it should be. So I'm interested to see what they do with that. I hope they don't make it Tim Burton-y, Danny DeVito with, like, literally being a Penguin. I hope he's an upper class kind of mobster. I'd be interested to see that. I think, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm always excited for a new Batman movie. I'll be going crazy for the first trailers, but, we'll see. I think that's pretty much it on the DC front. And as far as like comic book movies, yeah. So, well, let me jump into Marvel World for a second. I just read some stuff about the next Marvel slate, Avengers Endgame spoilers. I don't know who hasn't seen it at this point. It's almost like it's past $2 billion mark. But we got the Black Widow movie coming up, which is clearly going to be a prequel. Doctor Strange, The Eternals. Doctor Strange 2, I should say. Black Panther 2. Spider-Man Far From Home, which looks awesome. I'm really excited about that. It's coming out in like a month at this point. Maybe a month or two, July. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. That trailer got me hyped for it again, and I'm really interested. But there's another movie that's coming out called Shang-Chi. And the reason I want to bring this up is because I read some casting rumors that Steven Yeun, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm probably not. Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead has been cast, but I don't know. This is all rumor and hearsay. Nothing's been announced. And Donnie Yen from Ip Man has been cast as the Mandarin. The real Mandarin. The real Noriega. I know Noriega, he owe me 100 favors. The real Mandarin. That's cool. I mean, the Mandarin we saw was in Iron Man 3, and it was Ben Kingsley. A lot of people didn't like that reveal, that he wasn't actually the Mandarin, and he was like a fake. He was just like some douche. I thought it was pretty funny, and I liked that they did the character. It's a hard character to do. But I guess if you do it with like an Asian, all Asian cast and get it all right, then I think it's less problematic. I mean, that was really the issue with that. And then, for the Ben Kingsley thing to happen, and then Aldrich Killian was like, I am the Mandarin. It's like, you weren't, dude. It's a, yeah, it, I wasn't crazy about that for Iron Man 3. I like that they tried to do the Mandarin, but whatever. But I'm interested in this. It's got me. I think that's really cool. I think Marvel can make you care about people you don't care about, and Shang-Chi's definitely something that you would have talked to me a couple of years ago, I'd be like, who? But based on the track record, man, you got to give him everything, man. You got to give him points for even trying to attempt to do this. Because if you would have told me you're going to care about Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd be like, who? Fuck out of here, dude. I'm not going to watch this space shit. Meanwhile, there's a $2 billion movie where Tony Stark talks to a goddamn raccoon for most of it. How do you figure that? That's a magic act, dude. That's crazy. But yeah, so I'm excited about Shang-Chi, The Eternals. I'm very interested in how they pull this off. I mean, The Eternals seems interesting, and I'll tell you why, because I think it's going to lead to the explanation for something else. It's too weird. It's too, I'm not super familiar with The Eternals, but from what I understand, it's like it's very leaning into the cosmic verse of the Marvel Universe, right? So I'm guessing it's like the creation of superheroes, from what I understand. I think there's a way we get to Fantastic Four from The Eternals. I think there's a way we get to X-Men from The Eternals. I have no idea how, but I've been lately obsessed with X-Men and Fantastic Four because I'm so interested to see what the MCU's take is going to be, especially on the Fantastic Four right now. X-Men has a new movie, Dark Phoenix, coming out. Woo! This is like the second time they've done the Dark Phoenix saga, and it looks about similar. And I don't think it's going to be good, guys. I got to tell you, it looks like it's going to suck. I'm just saying. I'm just a dude. I'm a dude in a room saying that I think Dark Phoenix will suck. And I did the clap thing that everybody's doing. What are you doing? I don't know where this came from and why everybody feels like they need to do this. Like, that is the shit. Anyway. X-Men Dark Phoenix, and now they're kind of promoting it as like, this is the end game of the X-Men cinematic universe. I'm like, stop, please, stop it. It's enough with that. You didn't earn this, much like Game of Thrones. But yeah, I'm not excited about X-Men Dark Phoenix. I don't think it will be good. I have no reason to think it will be good or bad, but it's a movie that nobody cares about. It's a movie that has no future. And the thing about comic book movies is, like, if you don't have a future, then there's no point in a lot of ways. I think that was one of the things that would kind of bum me out about Endgame. Like, there's strands that go into, you know, you could see stuff going into the next iteration of Marvel movies. But the idea that Captain America and Iron Man are pretty much done, and Black Widow, obviously not done, but Captain America and Iron Man are done. I'm like, those are the two figureheads of the Avengers to me. So you can do new Avengers and all that stuff, but it's like the coolness of getting Fantastic Four and X-Men in the MCU is so you could see them with Tony Stark. Reed Richards interact with Tony Stark, the two smartest guys. How do they do Illuminati without Tony Stark? So I'm sad to see him go. It was a great, you know, it was a great character arc, but I'm really interested to see how they do Fantastic Four coming through. Tell me how you think they're going to do Fantastic Four. You can tweet me at C Duran Duran on Twitter, Instagram Christian Duran Duran. Hit me up. I want to know what you thought of the Game of Thrones finale. I want to know what you thought about the Batman casting announcement. What you think the Batman is going to be like? Marvel, DC. Just hit me up, man. I'd love to hear your comments, your critiques, your suggestions, all that shit. So just hit me up on Twitter, Instagram. You can find all my comedy tour dates on ChristianDuranComedy.com. Find all that. I'll be in Stand Up New York for the Bumped album release party. It's going to be awesome. I'll be recording my own album on July 26th in Baltimore at Joe Squared. go to Eventbrite for tickets for that. Go to Christian Durant Comedy for tickets for that and all that information. That's where I'm going to leave you guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.